Jordan is a staunch ally of the U.S. in the war against ISIS. A year ago, it paid a price when one of its planes crashed in Syria and ISIS captured a Jordanian pilot. NPR's Alice Fordham has kept in touch with his family. She has this essay.
It was so cold the day I first met the parents of Muaz al-Kasasba that they were wearing coats in their immaculate living room as they waited to receive me. Bundled up, they looked solid and dignified. Their 26-year-old son, the captured pilot, was then probably the most famous man in Jordan after the king. There were photos all over the internet of ISIS fighters pulling him out of a river, wet and bleeding. Tribal leaders were trying to negotiate a prisoner swap. King Abdullah had sworn to do everything he could. Jordanian radio and TV played tributes to him every few minutes. Probably mindful ISIS might hear my report, his parents, Isaf and Safi, told me they didn't think Jordan should be bombing ISIS at all. They pleaded that their son was a Muslim and ISIS should show mercy. They bore it all bravely. They were measured and so courteous. They tried to persuade me to stay to lunch, but there was a snowstorm coming and I had to go. We agreed I'd come back when their son was safe home. A few weeks later, ISIS burned the pilot alive. The gruesome scenes from the video were everywhere for a few days. The parents were widely interviewed, and Jordan revved itself up into an anti-ISIS frenzy. I wanted to go back and see them, but time slipped by, and I only returned to Jordan last month. I found Kasasba's mom in a hospital, recovering from a chest infection. She was doing well, out of bed, in a green-flowered house dress, hospitably offering apples and candy. She's treated like royalty there. All the doctors come to pay their respects and call her the mother of the martyr. But the torrent of news and attention has faded. Jordan hasn't actually done an airstrike since August. Isaf al-Kasasba says she can't get Jordan's royal family to answer her questions about how her son's plane went down or if it's negotiating for the return of his body. The Middle East's chaos has moved on, claiming more victims whose death might make news for a day or two. But she had a calm about her I remembered from the first time I met her and told me she was fine. My son was martyred, she said, and I live in the dignity of what happened. Alice Fordham, NPR News.